Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 16th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. Leading today is new evidence that Apple is planning to offer fast charging over USB-C out of the box with new iPhones later this year. The website Charger Lab is the second source to make the claim this month, this time with an artist rendering depicting an 18-watt USB-C charging brick, which suggests Apple bundling USB-C to Lightning cables with new iPhones instead of USB-A. New iPhones currently support fast charging over USB-C, but the necessary power adapter and cable cost $70 from Apple separately. And the Logitech Crayon is now available to order for schools. This is the $50 version of the Apple Pencil that Logitech unveiled as part of Apple's education event in March. The Logitech Crayon only works with the new 9.7-inch iPad, as it uses a special pairing technique to work. The Crayon is also only available through Apple's education channels, with units shipping in 4 to 6 weeks, so Apple stores won't be selling the cheaper version of the Apple Pencil anytime soon. And speaking of Apple stores, the company will be hosting two exclusive Today at Apple sessions to celebrate Global Accessibility Awareness Day on Thursday. In Chicago, track and field Paralympian Scout Bassett and Nike Plus head coach Chris Bennett will talk Apple Watch, sports, inclusion, coaching, and competition. And in Brooklyn, nurse and disability rights activist Andrea Dalzell will talk about how she uses technology in everyday life, including using the Apple Watch to track wheelchair pushes instead of step counting. And finally, Twitter has ruffled third-party app feathers once again by announcing a new deadline for its upcoming developer API change. The change will affect how apps like Tweetbot and Twitterific handle notifications and timeline streaming, and Twitter is charging developers for access to its new API based on user size. Twitter says developers can request pricing for its enterprise level, but lists its 250 user tier as $2,900 per month, which has led some developers to worry the enterprise pricing won't be sustainable for major third-party apps. The makers of Tweetbot, which just released a new Mac version yesterday, appear confident that the change won't affect their app, although they haven't updated their FAQ since the new details were announced today. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com and subscribe to 9to5mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.